Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 9. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Hola, y yo soy Anabel. ¿Qué tal, Marc? ¿Cómo estás?
Hoy súper bien, súper contento. ¿Sabes por qué?
No, ¿por qué?
Pues hoy es el Día Internacional del Podcast.
¡Oh! ¿En serio?
En serio. O sea, estamos grabando el 30 de septiembre y este día es el Día Internacional de los Podcasts. Y entonces nosotros estamos festejando un poco.
Sí, y muchas gracias a todos vosotros que nos estáis escuchando. Gracias.
Claro que sí. We are delighted that you are listening to this episode of Coffee Break Spanish. Of course, we launched Coffee Break Spanish way back in 2006. So we've been doing this for 14 years and we are delighted to continue to do so with more travel diaries. Of course, we're following the story of Abel and Victoria as they travel through the north of Spain on their honeymoon, su luna de miel. Y hoy, pues, vamos a ver qué pasa. Entonces, ¿vamos a empezar, Abel?
Sí, empecemos.
Empecemos. As usual, we'll have a listen to the text first, and then Anabel and I will talk about it afterwards.
El incidente del coche nos había cambiado todos los planes. Queríamos ver Lugo, A Coruña y terminar en Santiago de Compostela, pero solo nos quedaban 2 días de viaje, así que sacrificamos A Coruña y haríamos noche otra vez en Lugo para ir a Santiago al día siguiente. Entonces, ese día estuvimos disfrutando de Lugo. Empezamos la mañana con la muralla romana y la catedral. Terminamos en la plaza del campo, donde nos fuimos de tapeo. Después, por la tarde, continuamos viendo los edificios emblemáticos de la ciudad, como el ayuntamiento o el palacio. También fuimos al parque de Rosalía de Castro y a la cárcel antigua. La verdad es que a mí no me apetecía ver una cárcel, pero a Abel parecía divertirle bastante la idea. Por último, cenamos un delicioso pulpo a la gallega. Nos retiramos pronto, porque a la mañana siguiente ya teníamos que madrugar. Nuestro viaje ya llegaba a su fin.
There, Victoria is saying that their journey is already arriving at its end. However, we've got this episode and the next episode still to talk about, and obviously we are looking forward to seeing where that takes us. But let's look at where we were today, Anabel. Are you familiar with this area?
No. Lamento decir que no. ¿Tú, Marc, has estado por Lugo?
Tampoco, pero me gustaría mucho ir. Y la verdad es que de lo que entiendo, es una parte del país que se parece mucho a Escocia, de paisaje y también de clima, quizás.
Sí, así es. El clima es muy parecido, así que no recomiendo ir a la playa en invierno.
Exactamente. Pues vamos a volver a estudiar un poco el texto, a leer el texto y a hablar de la gramática, de los puntos interesantes y también del vocabulario en este texto. Por favor, si puedes empezar con la primera frase.
El incidente del coche nos había cambiado todos los planes.
Ok, el incidente del coche, so the incident of the car, literally, nos había cambiado todos los planes. To us had changed, a pluperfect tense there, we've got the imperfect of the auxiliary haber, cambiado the past participle. So it had changed to us todos los planes, all the plans.
Queríamos ver Lugo, a Coruña y terminar en Santiago de Compostela, pero solo nos quedaban 2 días de viaje.
Okay, let's take it up to there. So, queríamos, in the imperfect there, we were wanting to see, or we wanted to see simply, queríamos ver Lugo, a city, a town in this part of Spain, a Coruña, we'll come back to, another town, y terminar en Santiago de Compostela, and end up in Santiago de Compostela. I'm saying a Coruña, a town, but probably more a city, and likewise with Santiago. So the problem was, solo nos quedaban 2 días de viaje, but we only had 2 days of journey left. Quedar a alguien means to be remaining to someone. And it's a little bit tricky because we have to kind of turn it around, don't we?
Sí, así es. Pero es también muy útil.
¿Nos puedes dar un ejemplo de quedar en este sentido?
Uh-huh. Por ejemplo, con comida, ¿no? Solo quedan 2 huevos.
There are only 2 eggs left. Pues entonces no vas a hacer la tortilla de patatas, ¿no?
No.
Okay, so solo quedan 2 huevos. Now look at the subject of that. The 2 huevos are the subject, and therefore quedan is agreeing with that subject. The 2 eggs are what are remaining. They remain. Only remain 2 eggs. And in this case, solo nos quedaban 2 días de viaje. 2 days only remained to us. Una pregunta rápida sobre A Coruña. A Coruña se llama A Coruña. Puede llamarse también La Coruña.
Así es. También puede ser La Coruña. Pero es porque en Galicia se habla gallego.
Ok.
Y por eso se puede decir A Coruña y La Coruña.
Pues entonces, hay un idioma que se llama el gallego, Galician in English. And this language is one of the regional languages of Spain. And in Galician, we refer to the town of La Coruña as A Coruña, because the definite article in Galician is A, just as it is in Portuguese as well. So it's a language that kind of goes between Spanish and Portuguese. It's somewhere in the middle, if you like. And we have a course in Galician, if you're interested, our 1-minute Galician course. You can find that on YouTube. There are 10 lessons of introductory Galician or Gallego. So have a look at that there. Okay, let's continue on.
Así que sacrificamos a Coruña y haríamos noche otra vez en Lugo para ir a Santiago al día siguiente.
Okay, so since they only had 2 days of their journey left, así que sacrificamos a Coruña, they sacrificed a Coruña, y haríamos noche otra vez, and we would do a night another time en Lugo. So what they're actually saying is they would pass the night, they would spend the night again in Lugo, para ir a Santiago al día siguiente, in order to go to Santiago the next day.
Entonces, ese día estuvimos disfrutando de Lugo.
Okay, so as a result, entonces, ese día estuvimos disfrutando. We spent that day enjoying Lugo. Disfrutar de algo, to enjoy something.
Empezamos la mañana con la muralla romana y la catedral.
So, empezamos la mañana. We started the morning with the muralla romana. So, this muralla is like a city wall. It's the wall that goes around the city. We could also refer to it as ramparts in a kind of military scenario. Annabel, am I right in thinking that the Great Wall of China is known as una muralla?
Sí, así es. Es la Gran Muralla de China.
So it's not el Gran Muro de China.
No.
Okay, so they visited la Muralla Romana, the Roman Wall, y la Catedral and the Cathedral.
Mm-hmm. Terminamos en la Plaza del Campo, donde nos fuimos de tapeo.
Okay, so they ended up, terminamos en la Plaza del Campo, in the Plaza del Campo, donde nos fuimos de tapeo. I've got a question for you here, Annabel. First of all, ir de tapeo would be to go and enjoy lots of different tapas in different restaurants and different bars and so on, yeah?
Mm-hmm, así es.
But here, could we have just said, donde fuimos de tapeo? The sentence reads, donde nos fuimos de tapeo. So what would the difference be between donde fuimos de tapeo or donde nos fuimos de tapeo?
Well, there is not a huge difference, so it's only emphasized. So we can say ir de tapas or irse de tapas. We can also say salir de tapas.
Or indeed tapear, I think.
Yes, tapear. Tapear as well.
So I think one of the things for a learner that's tricky is understanding this irse. Irse always has this idea of going away from the place that you are. Mm-hmm. Or leaving the place that you are in order to do something else. So, nos fuimos de tapeo suggests that they ended up in the Plaza de Campo and then they went off to do some tapas eating and so on.
Mm-hmm. Así es.
Perfecto. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we will be back very soon to find out what they did in the afternoon. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so Abel and Victoria are in Lugo. They have been wandering about the city in the morning and they've headed off for some tapas at lunchtime. Let's find out what happens afterwards.
Después, por la tarde, continuamos viendo los edificios emblemáticos de la ciudad, como el ayuntamiento o el palacio.
Right, so después por la tarde, afterwards in the afternoon, continuamos, we continued, viendo, there's a nice gerund there, so it's seeing los edificios emblemáticos. Literally, the emblematic buildings. Maybe we could say the characteristic buildings, the typical buildings de la ciudad, of the city. Como el ayuntamiento. El ayuntamiento is the town hall. It's the kind of main official building of the local area. O el palacio, or the palace.
También fuimos al parque de Rosalía de Castro y a la cárcel antigua.
So they also went to the Parque de Rosalía de Castro. Anabel, ¿quién es Rosalía de Castro?
Rosalía es una gran poetisa. Bueno, fue porque está muerta, pero una gran poetisa del siglo XIX.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a park in her honor in Lugo. And they also went to la cárcel antigua. So the old jail, the old, the old prison. Why would they have been going to visit a prison?
Una gran pregunta. Esta cárcel es del el periodo de Franco.
Mm-hmm.
Y hoy en día es un monumento a la memoria histórica. Es como un museo que se puede ir a visitar.
Okay, perfecto. Now, Victoria didn't really fancy going to see this prison, did she?
No, parece que no. La verdad es que a mí no me apetecía ver una cárcel, pero a Abel parecía divertirle bastante la idea.
Okay, so la verdad es que, the truth is that, and that's such a useful phrase. It's the kind of phrase that you can use to buy yourself some time. La verdad es que, the truth is that, a mí no me apetecía ver una cárcel. I didn't really fancy seeing a prison. Pero a Abel parecía divertirle bastante la idea. It seemed to entertain him quite, the idea. So he seemed to be quite interested in this idea of visiting the prison, the monument, to, as Annabelle explained, the historic past.
Por último, cenamos un delicioso pulpo a la gallega.
So in the end, cenamos un delicioso pulpo a la gallega. So this is a gallega dish, a local dish. So we ate Galician octopus, a delicious Galician octopus.
Nos retiramos pronto porque a la mañana siguiente ya teníamos que madrugar. Nuestro viaje ya llegaba a su fin.
Okay, nos retiramos pronto. Retirarse can mean to retire. Is that the word that you would use when you're retiring from your job, Anabel, or is there a different word there?
No, hay otra palabra para eso. Jubilarse.
Jubilarse. So that's when you take your jubilation or something like that. So this kind of retiring is when you retire for the night. Nos retiramos pronto. We retired early. Does it sound, when we say that in English, it sounds quite posh. We retired for the evening. That's quite a posh way of saying you went to bed. Anabel, in Spanish, does it have that kind of posh meaning?
No, no tiene por qué. Es simplemente irse a la cama.
Okay, so it's not as formal in Spanish. Nos retiramos pronto. We went to bed early. Porque a la mañana siguiente, because on the next morning, ya teníamos que madrugar. We already had to get up early. And we've talked about madrugar before, to get up early. And why? Nuestro viaje ya llegaba a su fin. Our journey was already arriving at its end. Llegaba a su fin. Pues muy bien, vamos a volver a escuchar el texto y esta vez esperamos que entendamos todo.
El incidente del coche nos había cambiado todos los planes. Queríamos ver Lugo, a Coruña y terminar en Santiago de Compostela, pero solo nos quedaban 2 días de viaje, así que sacrificamos a Coruña y haríamos noche otra vez en Lugo para ir a Santiago al día siguiente. Entonces, ese día estuvimos disfrutando de Lugo, Empezamos la mañana con la muralla romana y la catedral. Terminamos en la plaza del campo, donde nos fuimos de tapeo. Después, por la tarde, continuamos viendo los edificios emblemáticos de la ciudad, como el ayuntamiento o el palacio. También fuimos al parque de Rosalía de Castro y a la cárcel antigua. La verdad es que a mí no me apetecía ver una cárcel, pero a Abel parecía divertirle bastante la idea. Por último, cenamos un delicioso pulpo a la gallega. Nos retiramos pronto, porque a la mañana siguiente ya teníamos que madrugar. Nuestro viaje ya llegaba a su fin.
Pues ya está. Otro día, otra ciudad. ¿Qué te parece?
A mí me ha gustado, pero claro, se termina ya y eso me pone triste.
Me pone triste a mí también. Well, we will be back next time when we will be joining Abel and Victoria for their final stage of the journey in the final episode of this series. Of course, in the meantime, you can check out our premium version, which will give you access to the lesson notes with further explanations and useful vocabulary, and also our video version, which will allow you to watch the video, read the sentences after Victoria's reading, and practice your pronunciation. And you can find out all about that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And of course, don't forget to check out our Instagram account, where you can see photos of some of the places visited by Abel and Victoria on their journey through the north of Spain. And you'll also be able to follow the journeys of our other travel diaries in France and Italy, and through the German and Austrian Alps. Just search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Pues nos vemos entonces la semana que viene para el último episodio de esta serie. Entre tanto, pues muchas gracias a Anabel.
Y gracias a ti y a vosotros.
A todos nuestros oyentes y hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.